from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, it's a payday Friday. It's a 50 Cent Friday. And it's a Kate Scott Friday. What? Did she dial the wrong number? Do we have the wrong person? Wait, Kate Philadelphia Scott, Cheesesteak Scott, what? I don't know. All right, and Kate Scott joining us on the River Islands guest line. You can hear the laugh right now, folks. All guests on 95.7 Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands and Lathrop and Roasters, no. She's an original roaster, a master roaster, and she's back on because we got some things to talk about. But Kate, what's happening? Good morning, or I don't know, where are you at right now? Are you on a beach with Joel Embiid talking about his Olympic gold medal?
Oh, Fonte, Shasky, Roasters. You guys are flushing me before I've even come on the damn phone line with you. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, getting ready to call some Seahawks-Titans preseason football on Saturday.
I didn't want to bring that
it
up.
It's so good to catch up with you guys.
You know what I listened to this morning?
You guys.
I listened to Chris Stapleton, So Long Nashville, Tennessee. I don't even know if you know that song, but it's a banger. It makes me tear up.
Oh, I love that, Chasky. And see, I had the most Nashville of Nashville nights last night. Laura Oakman, who's a sideline reporter for Fox, who's been doing it forever. She is awesome. We've been like, you know, social media buddies forever, but we've never been able to get together in person. Our schedules just haven't allowed it. She and her husband live here. Her husband's from the Central Valley, like me. Shout out to Selma and Clovis. What? and they were like, hey, our friend's a singer-songwriter. She's doing a little set at 6 p.m. at this little place called The Listening Room. Like, why don't you come? We'll be in bed by 8:30. We're all old. You know how it goes. And one of the women played a song that she just wrote for Chris Stapleton's new album. So we've come full circle. I know you had no idea where I was thinking.
Wow.
That.
Well, no,
I was
this is why you're an pro, Kate,
you hit the parachute in the words of Chris Stapleton.
We came full circle. Yeah, I was going long, and I was like, I got to get to Chris Stapleton. This is taking a while. But anyway, it's great to be back on.
Hey, listen, Kate, you're no different than Joe Shasky. Sometimes I tell him to land to play, and we're just stuck in the air for a while here. But by the way, before we even get started, I got to play this because we thought we got rid of you, Kate. We thought Bill and Kate's going to be in Philadelphia.
Last night, my Jets game.
Hold on, Shasky. We got Eagles stuff and everything. And then we're playing Madden 2025, and this happens.
Oh, look at this. He set up the throw. He's looking deep once again. That's inside the 30. The Vikings score. Deep right away. He's got his man complete. Working inside the red zone. And it's a touchdown. What a play to bring that one in one-handed.
I mean, I watch League Pass, and I'm watching the Sixers, and there's Kate. We're watching Seahawks trying to get ready for our rivals. There's Kate. And now we're playing Madden, and Shasky's got a dynasty with the Jets. I'm trying to figure out who I want to play with, and I just said, you know what? I'm going to go back to NCAA football for a second here. Kate's got a Madden now? Good Lord. Congratulations, Kate.
Just,
we're so proud of you.
I try to spread it everywhere. Thank you so much. And I'm glad the crowd noise is coming in hot, that's for sure. They worked on the audio a lot. Yeah, but it's been a crazy couple of years, guys. I got that gig at this time in 2022. I have had over 165 hours in this little phone booth-sized studio that they built me in my basement.
Wow.
And it's been wild because they weren't like looking to hire a chick or anything. They just wanted to refresh, all you guys who played Madden and gals know that it's been Brandon and Charles for, what, 7 or 8 years now? So they were just looking for a couple of new broadcast pairs. Tirico and Greg are one of them.
Yep.
And then they really liked just kind of the energy and video game-esque-ness of what Brock and I brought. I auditioned with a bunch of different people, and they were kind of just trying to find, I guess, a pair that they liked. And I was one part of that pair, and it has been an awesome couple of years. Really tedious. Really meticulous, because as anybody who plays Madden knows, like, we've had to record every name and every team and every scenario that could happen in an actual football game, but then it's Madden. And there's a chance that you're going to go for 2 8 times in the first quarter. There's a chance that you're going to punt an NFL record 17 times. So we've had to record all of those lines too, and try to get the emotion behind it. And that's really what we were going for. Like, bring the energy, make it conversational, because it is football, but it's also a video game. So let's have fun with it. So it's been awesome.
All right, Kate, let's get down to the business here on why you're on, because I have a couple other funny things I want to get into, specifically if Philly still hates us and how notorious we are out there.
I was
a little scared to come on with you guys this morning, because I've spent 3 years really building up my goodwill in Philly, and I'm hoping it doesn't all just burn up in a flame of glory this morning, because I wanted to come back on and chat with you guys. But go ahead, Jeff.
So what's this Bo Chapman thing? Yeah. I know that you were very close with Bo for a long time. And for those that maybe don't know who Bo is and what's going on right now, give us the importance of who he was in your life and what's kind of going on right now.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for making space for this. I'll try to make this quicker than my Chris Stapleton story. So Bo Chapman, born and raised in the Bay Area. I'm sure some of you listening this morning went to high school with Bo. He was an incredible statistician. He was Tim Roy's right-hand man when he wasn't working with Tim on Warriors broadcasts. He was slumming it with me at the Pac-12. We'd do softball series together. We'd do basketball. And statisticians sit just to the left of the play-by-play announcer in every sport, but really important in basketball and football. So anytime you hear your favorite broadcaster, Gus Johnson, Kevin Harlan, Ian Eagle, whoever your favorite person
Kate
is.
Scott.
Exactly, Shasky. Kate Scott. Anytime you hear them drop a stat, where you're like, whoa, man, this game is going a mile a minute. Like, how did they know that Steph Curry has hit more first quarter threes today than he has in the past 2.5 months? Like, wow, that is such a random stat. Well, that's because they had a great statistician sitting next to them. So Bo was Tim's guy. Bo was my guy. And when you get to a national level, not quite there yet, but like the names I just mentioned, Mike Breen, Kevin Harlan, when you get to that level, there's such a trust and accuracy needed between the statistician and the play-by-play announcer, because they're giving you cards and you don't have time to check if they're right. All people know is you're either incredible and a genius on air, or you're an idiot who dropped the wrong stat. So there's a really intense relationship between statistician and play-by-play. Anyway, when you get to the national level, you travel with your own person, because like they're your guy or your gal, because you have that relationship. So Bo and I always talked about, like, Bo was going to be my guy. He was one of the first people, because he worked with Tim Roy. He also did a college football package with Fox Sports. He was like, Kate, you can do this. He was one of the first people to make me believe that I could, because he worked with all these dudes who were already doing it. So I thought to myself, well, if Bo's telling me I can do it, maybe I can. Anyway, 5 years ago, he died tragically in a car accident. It wrecked all of us. His dad, Jeff, longtime Bay Area sports writer, longtime statistician. Jeff has been Gus Johnson's statistician for 25-plus years. And he and Bo had started this company called Stat Factor that creates the spotting boards, like the boards I use to look down when I call my Seahawks preseason, when I'm calling Sixers games. They're created by Jeff's company. It just makes it a life for us. So they were like, how can we honor Bo's legacy? Because one of the big things was there's a lot of older statisticians, and it's just kind of not cool. Like, kids our age don't really think, do I want to be a radio host? Do I want to be a play-by-play? I don't really want to be a statistician. So there's kind of this big gap in the statistician minor leagues, as I like to call it, of people who need to get the reps in high school and college so that the next generation of incredible announcers, maybe me, will have the next Bo Chapman to choose from. So they said, let's start this free annual statistician training school. Mm-hmm. Jeff runs it. Again, Jeff is one of the best statisticians in the country. I'm lucky enough to now get to hire him for my Seahawks preseason broadcast because it's right before his season starts with Gus. So we're working together for the first time. Bob Rathburn, who's the Hawks TV play-by-play announcer. I'm sure everybody knows Tim Brando. He's been calling college football for Fox for years. The three of us are going to be on the call. It's next Wednesday from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's completely free. And we just kind of want to give anybody who's interested in numbers, if you've thought about a career in sports, are you detail-oriented, any of that stuff. And you may not end up being a statistician, but we'd love for you to come for the free school. See if anything piques your interest. Listen to us old heads who've been in the industry for a while talk about some of our fun adventures and some great things that statisticians like Bo have done for us. And we're really looking to try to, in Bo's honor, build that next generation of incredible statisticians who we then get to go to Nashville with and go see great country music shows. Mm-hmm. And that's the best part, is that you get to live this incredible life with people you love, and you're getting paid to cover sports, as you guys know. So.
Talking to the great Kate Scott here on the River Islands Guest Line, and it was so well said, because I get those same staff actors for our pregame show, Kate, from Jeff Chapman, and those stats are unbelievable. Yep. The nuggets they send and the research that they do for this. And so, you know, I was talking to the Warriors Basketball Academy, all these kids, because everybody has dreams of being in the NBA or the NFL or Major mm-hmm. League Baseball, but there's other ways to be part of sports. And I think Matt Kolsky's done this on the side for Fitzgerald a couple times. It's a great way to have a great seat at a basketball game. And Bo Chapman did it at the high level. And I saw the video of Gus Johnson breaking down when he did tragically pass away. But Jeff Chapman and them, they do a great job of doing this. And so you're a panelist this year. R.C. Davis, obviously, on the executive board. It was dear, dear to his heart to have you on here to talk about this. And this now in year number five of this training school. And I think it's very important, Kate. It's a good avenue to get into sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's world.
It is an incredible avenue. And I think, Bonte, it's one of the forgotten avenues, right? I talk to kids all the time. I'm sure you guys do too, because I'm so energized by this next generation. But I think it's so easy to think, like, I can be a radio host, I can be a play-by-play announcer, I can be a sideline reporter. You often don't think about all the behind the scenes. Like, we also need producers and directors and graphics operators and statisticians. And it is an incredible way that you can work forever in sports, yep. because every radio broadcast, every television broadcast from high school all the way through the professional leagues. You know, I have a ton of friends who are statisticians who worked the Olympics in Paris the last couple of weeks. Yep. You know, statisticians who I'd met For the Jazz, my friend in Utah, and he's like, Kate, I'm doing my first Olympics. I'm in Paris. This is incredible. And he's not calling anything.
Yep.
It's just because he loves the numbers. He wanted a career in sports. Now he's sending me selfies in front of the Eiffel Tower. And one other thing I'll say is, I would love, if there's any young women out there listening to this, or not young women, there's no age limit to this, but you guys know, I've been doing play-by-play now for about 15 years. I have worked out of all the sports I've called, college volleyball to the NFL to the NBA now. I've done one game with a woman. One.
Wow.
Out of all the hundreds, probably thousands now of games I've called. So I just want everybody to know you can look and sound like anybody, you can be anybody, and you can be a great statistician if you just love digging into, if you find yourself watching a sport and you're like, man, Brock Purdy is having one of his best first halves of the season. But you don't stop there. You dig deeper and you see what that means, you know, like, oh, passes to the left hash. He's 6 of 7 in this first quarter, like just crazy stuff like that. If you are that person, we would love to have you on here. So again, BoChapmanStatsSchool@gmail.com is the email address. BoChapmanStatsSchool@gmail.com. Just send us an email.
Yep.
Hey, I'd love to be a part of this on Wednesday. RC Davis, who you mentioned, who is the senior broadcast producer for the Warriors. He's going to email everybody out a Zoom link on Monday, and then we'll have the school 9:30 to 2 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday. It's free. I'll be dropping by, and we'll just kind of be breaking down what good statisticians do, see if it's anything you might be interested, and then we'll all go from there in honor of our great guy, Bo Chapman, who was taken from us far too soon 5 years ago.
Yeah, now you're giving up all the secrets and why I chop all these nuggets about the Warriors and all these numbers, Kate. Telling you asking too much here with the stats factor. I live for those emails. I was like, wow, how did they find this out? They show you the percentages, like the pace of play, percentages of threes, trends. I mean, it's really unbelievable, Shask. It's like next level stats with Bo Chapman and his father, Jeff Chapman, who of course is doing this for Stat Factor. What you got, Shasky?
Kate, you know, You really trampolined off this show into the 76er job, okay, which is absolutely incredible, and Madden. Yeah. I can't believe that you did that. That's absolutely incredible. How'd you keep it a secret?
It was really hard. I knew which friends not to tell because they were going to spoil the NDA. That's for sure. but it definitely was not easy because, again, it was 2 years in the making. But when you get a gig like that and EA Sports is like, okay, whatever you do, you cannot tell anybody or this is going to go sideways quick. And you guys know, like, Madden is such a huge part of football culture and sports culture that the message boards and the Reddit, like, people are talking about it all the time. So they were very serious about not really threatening us, but kind of just warning us how safe we needed to be about this secret. So I listened to them. That worked for me. And man, it has been, I know that today is the official release date. I know some people got it last week who got college football.
Oh, yeah.
I'm one of those people.
Or if you know somebody at EA Sports.
I mean, are you liking it? What do you think of the new one?
I love it. I've been playing. So I already won a Super Bowl my first year with the Jets. I did a fantasy draft. I got Aaron Rodgers. I got all the old guys, Derrick Henry. I won the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers retired. So I tore the whole thing down. I have a rookie quarterback wearing number 8 running around. I think Lampman is his name. And we're doing well this year. But I want to know the algorithm of, like, who broadcasts what game, because I got Tirico and Greg Olsen in the Super Bowl. I didn't get you.
Ooh.
So do you know, is like, or do they just randomize it?
There's like an A team, B team, C team.
Yeah, are you doing Super Bowls? How does it work?
Well, I know that there's a drop down menu when you start where you can choose your broadcast.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you might. You might have it on random. I think the default is random.
Gotcha.
But for those, the two of you in the Bay Area who want to hear me again after this call, there is a drop down where you choose like the length of your game and all that stuff. And you can choose Kate Scott and Brock Hewitt because we've recorded, I personally have recorded over 30,000 lines over the last couple of years.
Wow.
But it's been, I mean, shout out to the EA folks, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to you guys. Shout out to everybody in the Bay for thinking like, yeah, we're going to have a chick in our big football video game. That's the best-selling sports video game in the U.S. Yeah, because she calls football and she sounds great, and we're doing it. So
madness.
They've been incredibly supportive. It's been awesome.
Anna hates me because first I started playing NCAA football, and we know NCAA football hadn't been out for a decade, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, NCAA, the recruiting is hard. Then you get the Madden, and I love the offseason. The offseason aspect of it where you're going through the draft, and you're like, you know what? I want speed at wide receiver. You can just toggle speed. You look at all the guys
in
speed.
Yeah, but you better be scouting.
Oh, I scout tough. I had the Cleveland Browns winning 8 of 9 in the NFL, winning Super Bowls, and brought a Super Bowl to Cleveland, Kate. So,
like,
no,
Cleveland
we're loving
Browns,
the Madden.
Fonte.
Oh, I try to go to teams that never won.
I like that, too. I like the buildup. The buildup is important. It's like the Joe Shasky backstory. Right. You know what I mean?
You go Detroit Lions. I moved the Arizona Cardinals to New Mexico. Albuquerque Thunderbirds. I mean, we're geeks, Kate. You know that.
Here's what happened, though, Kate.
Well, but that's the best part. I know. I've been voicing lines for, like, the Monarchs and the Monties and welcome everybody to Wembley Stadium in London.
The Earthquakes.
Like, there is so many lines in this game. We voice the Combine. Brock and I are voices of the Combine. If y'all want to run through that, see how many sets of 225 you can get up. But I'm blown away, you guys, just the level of detail. Because it's been a while since your girl actually played Madden. Like, I played it when John Madden was still the voice. So, just to see how advanced it is, it looks like you're watching a game on Sunday. That just happens to be a video game.
So my 9-month-old has been watching me play the game for about a week and a half, right? And I was off video games for quite some time. Last time my wife came home and he was reaching over for the controller the entire time. So I gave him the blank controller and now he's just pounding. He's looking at me, looking at the screen, looking at the controllers, and he's pounding the controller. Then he's looking over at me for confirmation. Yeah, it was. I've created a video game.
Well, you know what though? That only lasts for so long because Baby Chaz found out when I would do that to her. It's like, Papa, this controller doesn't work.
She figured it out.
Now yesterday she had one of the controllers and she deleted one of my recursives. Like, what are you doing? That's a five star. I need to get him to LSU for crying out loud. No, seriously, they figure it out quick.
Gosh.
All right, Philadelphia. So now you're with the Sixers. I don't mind. I don't mind.
My boat's cutting out. I think I might have to go, guys.
I don't mind that, but hold on. The Seahawks
game. Let's just call it what it is.
The Seahawks game, Kate. Oh, wait. Did she really drop off?
What?
Wait, was she really dropped off?
She just said her phone was cutting out. I think she was being serious. And then
oh,
it just dropped,
so. Okay.
Oh, maybe she'll call us back. She'll call us back.
Clean it up, Monte.
On the River Islands guest line, why do I have to clean it up?
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
I don't know what happened. She just hung up.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Hope she's okay.
I don't know.
She's okay. Maybe her phone died. Tell her to call us back.
The little guy is now grabbing the controller and slamming the controller with fingers and then looking over at me, looking over at the TV, looking at the controller, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It's I've created a monster.
Right. Well, kids, and you guys know this. Like,
I created a monster.
This generation, it's everything is instant.
Dumb.
So they if something is not instantly working,
whether
you're 1 year old,
it's crazy.
They know instantly now.
If you point the phone at him, he starts to smile, knowing that it's a camera. If you have your phone on the table, he's reaching over to grab the phone to pick it up. He knows it's important. It's crazy.
Oh, they just know how to navigate. Like, Chessa knows how to navigate the iPad. She's got the password. She knows how to get to where she needs to get to. She's like, Papa, what's going on? It's not charging. It's like, these kids are advanced. They are very, very advanced. I think we had Case got that. We for sure. Tom's like, wait.
I said something. I go, oh, boy.
That was amazing timing, you guys. That was great.
That
was not purposeful.
Save that. We'll put it out there to Ethos.
Our
Kate Scott hung us up.
Because
I was going to get on you about the Seahawks gig. No, I'm happy that you're in the NFL. This is awesome that you're in the NFL, but you're calling Seahawk. So you had to go to Philadelphia and defend us.
I know.
And now you're out there high-fiving with the 12s, Kate? Oh, that's got to feel dirty.
I will have you know, though, I will have you know that not only does the Bay Area hate me for this gig, but Philadelphia also hates me for this gig. So it's good. It's another thing that you guys have in common. As I told you before, I understand why you hate Philly. But if you guys were born in Philly as opposed to in San Francisco, you would love everyone in Philly because you're just reflections of each other. Yeah. You live and breathe and die with every single pitch, with every single snap. And that's why you have trouble getting along. But yeah, it's been an awesome year plus. I mean, I know you don't like the 12s. I understand that.
There's only one guy I like, Kate. Not to cut you off. Aesop Winston Jr.
Who is it?
He's a city guy, City College of San Francisco. Aesop Winston Jr. His father I know is out there. He listens to the show all the time. We love Aesop.
Witherspoon.
Oh, I love him too. I'm hoping he makes the 53, man. He's got a chance with these new kickoffs. Are you guys excited about the new NFL kickoffs?
I am.
We'll see.
I know. I think it's going to be very creative. I think it'll spice it up a bit, Kate.
All right, rapid fire. Be ready to roll here. What do you miss the most from the Bay Area food-wise?
Food-wise? Oh, Mexican food, guys. There's no good Mexican food in Philly. I love it. The cheesesteaks are amazing. So much other food. I miss Mexican food so hard. So, Mission District, I'm coming for you.
All right, what's the one thing Philly has that we don't have? It could be retail, shopping, weather, whatever. What is it that you wish the Bay Area had that Philly has?
Ooh, snow. Just every once in a while. My favorite part of winters in Philly is they're not too awful. Get like a couple of snows, and I'm still the kid that just looks out her window and it feels like Christmas morning when it's snowing. So I wish the Bay had just a little bit of snow.
Pac-12 dead. You used to work for the Pac-12. It's pretty sad, isn't it?
R.I.P.
It's so freaking sad. So sad. I'm so glad that my girl Ashley Adamson and Yogi Roth and Guy Haberman and some others are going to be on BTN. So watch the Big Ten Network where a lot of the Pac-12 schools have gone, but it is desperately sad, guys. I still can't believe it's real.
No, I can't either. I missed that conference. Okay. Oh my gosh.
Last rapid fire.
Although
question.
I am happy that Duke's gonna come out here to Stanford, maybe. Yeah. Or Florida State's gonna come out here to Cal. I'm not mad at that.
My partner in Philly, Ala, is a Duke Blue Devil, and I'm like, bro, we get to go to a game together. Cal Duke, let's do it. He's just rolling his eyes at me. Anyway, as you were saying, Chad.
All right, last one. All right. Just rapid fire. Don't think too long on this one. The 30 for 30 on Bonte Hill's life. Would you be featured in it? Stop.
I totally would. I would be featured at the start of the morning roast when we were just pushing back against each other. Like, I don't know. I want to talk more. And it would make us out to both be jerks, right, Jackie? You remember that. And now it would be all love, like we've recovered. But we would have the Michael Jordan looking at the iPad. Bonte, like, throws it down. He's mad at me. It would have been good.
Or me breaking the chair, leaning back, breaking the chair because I was so damn fat, eating all the Mexican food in the world. Boy, I had to lose some weight here. By the way, Kate, I'm going to be in Philadelphia in a couple weeks for a wedding. Uh-oh. Jason Dumas from Crawford is getting married. I'm taking the Amtrak down from New York City to Philadelphia.
Humpy, glasses with nose.
Should I wear or should I not wear Niners gear out there? Nah. Would people recognize me? What should I do? Because the Phillies are playing the Braves. I thought about wearing some Giants gear and just running over to Citizens Bank Park. Because Philadelphia is a great city. You're right. I've been there a few times. I love it. But the last time wasn't a good experience. We all know that. So what should I do here, Kate?
I mean, Bonte.
Incognito?
There's this thing called stirring the pot that you might be aware of. That, like, maybe just that one day, don't wear that article of clothing. Just, you know, like Chez, Anna, want to see you again.
Yeah.
Like, maybe don't stir the pot. I understand. Yeah. I understand. It's been hard for me at times not to wear certain things, certain places. But, you know, maybe just keep it in the luggage. You can, like, unzip the bag, look at it, rub it, and then, you know, zip the bag back up. Arrive alive, Bonte. That's what I like to say.
He's going
to
do the Embiid, and he's going to give everybody the DX right when he gets out of the airport.
I was thinking about just putting a Niners fitted hat on the Rocky statue. I was thinking about just saying hi to Rocky.
Hey, Kate, we're so
happy for you, honestly.
Congratulations
on the Madden. Congratulations on the Hawks and the Sixers, of course. I'll see you when you get back to the Bay Area, Kate. Good stuff.
Love you guys. BoChapmanStatSchool@gmail.com. We'll hook you up with a link. We'll see you next week. Love you guys.
Absolutely. BoChapmanStatSchool@gmail.com. RC Davis, executive board member. We got to run here. That was a lot of fun. That's more coming up here. Talk Bay Bridge series. Talk Kate Scott. All that stuff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.